That was Maddie Castillo, eagerly waiting for her oatmeal to finish cooking. She's 7 years old. She's lived in Unalaska with her parents and older brother for about 3 years now. She's recently finished up the school year, and next year she'll be going into second grade and will be facing new responsibilities as well as new privileges and freedoms, like helping her brother exercise and feed the dog and biking around the loop with the rest of the neighborhood kids. When I sat down with her and her family in May, she had been socially isolating for several weeks without attending regular school or going to community events with her friends, such as Friday Splash at the local pool. She was overjoyed to have a visitor, especially one whose sole purpose was to listen attentively to her.
I cook beef stew, and I cut the onions.
My favorite meal is choco wrap.
As schools closed and social interaction began to take on a completely new form earlier this spring, Maddie wasn't the only one facing new responsibilities and new trials. Educators, other students, and parents, especially those who were trying to homeschool while working other jobs from home, were faced with a unique and unprecedented challenge. The Castillo family, like many others who were transitioning to home-based education earlier this year, found themselves blending boundaries around the classroom and home life, encountering teaching moments in places like the kitchen.
Okay.
All right, Maddie, you like to make oatmeal because it is
good for you.
Good for you?
Yeah.
And you put all types of yummy stuff in it.
Diego Castillo, Maddie's father, motions around the kitchen and into the living room in their house in the valley.
This is their classroom. This is where we teach them. And Maddie's classroom is over there.
Over there. On the counter.
Yep. And today is Friday. Maddie does yoga every day right there in the living room.
For the first time, families had to carve out spaces for full-time learning, creating kitchen countertop desks or living room yoga studios. For the Castillos, that Friday morning meant prepping and working through the details and measurements of a normal daily routine, oatmeal breakfast.
Half a cup of oats.
Now we have to mix it.
Mix it with some honey.
The nuts for some crunch. One, there you go.
And then
minute 35.
After breakfast, at 9 o'clock sharp, give or take a half hour or so, Maddie would begin yoga in the living room, while her brother Jonah started math in the kitchen. From there, they would move into other subjects, stopping regularly for brief breaks throughout the day. A lot has changed over the past few months in educators, parents, and student schedules, and changes will continue to be a part of daily life as schools quickly head toward the uncertain beginning of a new academic year shaped by the coronavirus pandemic. Among that uncertainty, and despite a fervent push for cocoa rice cereal, Maddie and her family continue to use the foundations around them, such as oatmeal, support from friends and family, and durable recipes and practices as a guide through the ambiguity and fog ahead. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
Sorry, Apple.
Ooh, it's hot. Okay, half a cup of oatmeal. Half